The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Johnny Max, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Soulful singer-songwriter Johnny Max from the Johnny Max Band is known as one of the most action-packed and satisfying entertainers around, and doesn't always follow conventional blues lines. His fourth album, A Lesson I've Learned, garnered a Juno nomination. Johnny was host of Sunday Morning Soul, a radio program broadcast on web radio Sunday mornings, including our very own Beach Booster Radio. He enjoys engaging his audience with his good-natured wit. I caught up with Johnny at the Boogie Bash at the 8th Annual Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival prior to his performance that night where the Johnny Max Band was headlining. Johnny shared his 7th album, Roadhouse Soul, along with his music. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. We are at the Wasaga Beach Recplex, where the Boogie Bash is underway, and joining me is soulful singer-songwriter Johnny Max from the Johnny Max Band, who will be performing very shortly. So nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here. This is beautiful.
So you have built up a solid reputation who gives 110% and one of the most action-packed and satisfying entertainers around. So what makes the Johnny Max Band different from other bands?
Well, what makes us different and slightly different is the fun we have on stage. So we have, I jump around like a singing monkey, I call myself. And the guys are great players. They're all having a great time. The songs are fun to play. And everybody enjoys themselves. We're not the type of band that I'm not saying that they're brooding, but there's bands that stay there and do their business, and we're not that. We like to have fun, and the more fun we have, the more fun people have, the more fun people have, the more fun we have, and that's all it is.
And your music doesn't always follow conventional blues lines.
No.
So can you elaborate?
So when people think of blues, they think of Chicago blues. They think of Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter and harmonica and guitar. That's what they think of. We are more B.B. King, Albert King, Freddie King. So we love the horns. We have more rhythm and blues in our music. The last couple albums, we've had far more New Orleans style, more New Orleans than Chicago, more Memphis than Chicago, and they're all different styles. So Chicago blues has its style. Everybody's familiar with that. But we do the more New Orleans, the more Deep South sort of thing, just to have a little bit of a party. That's what we like doing.
That sounds great. So who forms part of the Johnny Max Band?
Well, the band at the moment, we have a couple versions, and mainly because of time constraints. In the Toronto area, musicians are so busy, and they have to be busy to keep their homes and keep their families and everything else going. So when we go to Europe, I have three guys I love traveling with, Mitch Lewis, Jimmy Cass, and Anouli Bonnet, and we go there. It's easy peasy. We go. Down here, I have a couple versions of the band. Tonight it's John Finley on guitar, Tommy Griffiths on bass, and Jim Casson on drums, and Jeff Day on keys. So there's about two or three guys for every instrument, because that's the way you have to do it now. And it's just they all know the stuff. We've all been playing together for 20 years,
wow,
off and on. So
that's amazing. So Roadhouse Soul, your 7th album, recorded at 9, is that correct?
Number 9 Studios, yeah.
Number 9 Studio, so which I understand is one of your favorite.
Yeah.
So tell us about this album. I understand you have a joke going on here with your little Dick Clark.
Well, yeah. So I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I remember watching Dick Clark on American Bandstand. So my joke is always Dick gives it 64, you know, because he used to rate singles, as we all know. You wouldn't know. You're far too young.
But in my age,
it's so Roadhouse Soul is an album. What we wanted to do with this was write songs and put songs together that you would find in what we think would be a roadhouse setting. So something down south where, say, the Blues Brothers were going, where you would hear a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of blues, maybe not jazz, but all sorts of different genres and all tied in together. And that's what we tried to do. So we have some nice rock and blues. We have some nice southern stuff, some New Orleans piano and all that going in. It's a melange, as we like to call it.
Excellent. Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
This song here is about a young lady I met once, and it's called A Little Yellow Dress.
Joining me at the Boogie Woogie Bash at the Wasaga Beach Recplex is singer and songwriter Johnny Max. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
She looks little yellow dress.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Johnny Max. So, Johnny, you're scheduled to perform tonight at the Boogie Woogie, kickstarting the event for the Stonebridge Wasaga yep. Beach Blues Festival. So, what can we anticipate?
What you can anticipate is a fun-loving, rock and roll, blues, southern explosion experience of music. So, very danceable, very... very fun, a lot of laughs, a little bit of comedy thrown in because I'm a funny looking guy. So that's how we do it. We try and engage the audience every chance we get, whether it's with music, with solos, with conversation and patter back and forth. And we just try and make sure everybody has a good time because everybody wants to have a good time.
And on Saturday, September the 15th at 1:40 p.m., you're at the main stage and you're going to be performing with your band again, playing.
Yep.
And what are you looking forward to?
So on the main stage, we will concentrate more on the last two albums. And what we're trying to do is remind people who we are again. I mean, we played up here. I guest up here a couple times a year with some friends of mine. And it's just, I mean, these are the last couple of festivals of the season. It's a fantastic festival. And the people are great. And, I mean, in all essence, I know a lot of them from back down in Toronto and Mississauga. But to make new fans and have new people appreciate the music, that's what we're here for.
And apart from the Johnny Max band, you're a busy guy. I know you were hosting the Sunday Morning Soul. Mm-hmm. You were explaining to me a little earlier. So tell us a little bit about that show.
So I started the show. It was called Sunday Night Show, Sunday Night Soul, 15 years ago with Chuck Jackson. And we used to do it out of a studio in Richmond Hill. And we did that for 10 years. And Chuck got too busy with Downchild, obviously. I took it on myself. And what we did was we specifically promoted Canadian blues music, new music. We didn't really play any Muddy Waters or any classic blues. We played all new stuff. And I then transferred that to a station in Port Credit and kept that going for another 5 years. Had it syndicated across Canada in 12 stations and in the U.S.
Wow.
And just kept promoting Canadian blues because it's fantastic.
Wow, that is amazing. So where can we find more information on Johnny Max?
You can find more information on us at johnnymaxband.com. On our Facebook page, Johnny Max, Instagram, Johnny Max Band. We're all over the internet. I don't know how we do it. I get my kids to figure that out for me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Johnny, for being my guest and wishing you a wonderful weekend at the Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues Festival. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
This is the Johnny Max Band with Couldn't Happen to a Nicer Guy.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
James, he's calling people in a question, calling other people names. It's all fun and games till you lose an eye. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. We put all cards on the table, but he says he's holding a jack. And we're all here, we're just waiting to see which one of us gets stabbed in the back. Sympathy from another man's misery, but for you, I will make an exception. You run around town, you're spreading rumors around with all your lies and deception. Now you've been telling tales, and some of them whales, they're the biggest fish in the sea. I said, but when it come down to it, you'll let someone else do it. It all sounds like lies. Yeah, we took a poll of your
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Johnny Max for being my guest and wishing him continued success. For the latest on Johnny, visit JohnnyMaxBand.com or his Facebook and Instagram pages. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available on Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.